Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening up this email. This is powerful. This is powerful. I saw all of the delays. I saw the attacks. I saw the persecution. I saw the frustration. I saw this annoying spirit that is eating and biting away at your blessings. I've been in prayer. In my vision, I saw this evil spirit called the spirit of the snail, or better yet, the spirit of delay. It is insidious, and it is meant to destroy you and to weaken your faith. There are provocations at the corridor of breakthroughs. There is a satanic game plan, beloved, which has been recycled time and time again. The devil waits secretly at the corridor of your breakthroughs, and he will use the weapon of provocation with the purpose of programming failure at the edge of your breakthroughs. This weapon is an antidote that is meant to weaken your faith and to stop your blessings and to keep you in a life of struggle. He'll do it with relationships. He'll send a person in your life that will frustrate you. He will send a person in your life that will aggravate you and anger you because you're at the verge of a breakthrough. Your miracle is so close. There is something that the enemy is planning even on the 18th of this month. You must hear me, beloved. You must say the prayers that I'm telling you to say to stop that one. But I saw seven more trying to come before this year is up. I must get to you as you release your seed into the gospel. Over 22 days of prayers that you must say. 22 is a master number. It's power. It's glory. You must say these prayers and the four scriptures that I must send you, that the psalmist prayed to get help at the verge of a miracle. Have you ever been at a point of something where it seems like it's going to happen, and you know maybe you've been at the point of a promotion, maybe you've been at the point of a relationship where it seems like everything was going to be fine, that the person you knew was sent by God, and then all of a sudden, it ended. A business plan. You know that God said that you're healed, but sickness is still present. I must give you four powerful biblical scriptures that you will say at the edge of your miracle breakthrough. These prayers will summon heavens to your attention. God will send angels to rescue you and to deliver you and send forth help. I don't have a lot of time. I must go back into my time of prayer. I am in heavy, heavy prophetic deliverance prayer. And this must come to an end before you move into 2018. And what you do today is setting the course. Your obedience is preparing a miracle door, a miracle bridge to open up for you. I see contracts, I see deals, I see opportunities. That home, that car, that relationship, that healing, that manifestation, it is already yours. That promotion, that elevation is already yours. I must get you these prayers to put an end to the delays and show you how to fight them now, but also any kind of future attacks. Because if the devil comes once, he'll come again. He tempted Jesus in the wilderness while he was fasting, but the Bible says he left and he came again. You say these prayers, the devil will run. Now get your seed in the ground of the $40 and the 17 cents, or double it up. God, I want the double blessing for every delay and every attack. I must give you 22 days of prayers that you need to say, and I must give you four scriptures that you must say, each one four times a day. That you must say every 6 hours for four times a day. Why? Because as you say these prayers, I'm going to tell you what you need to begin to do and what direction to do each one in. Thank you, beloved. Click on the link. I don't have a lot of time. I must get back into my time of prayer. I feel the glory of God. I feel the glory of God. Even right now, I sense a sensation. I sense the glory of God moving upon you. Even as you're breathing right now, begin to inhale the blessings of God and exhale all stress and aggravation. And because you're able to feel even right now the anointing of God, God is empowering you. He's given you the confidence and the strength that you need. As you can see, this is just the beginning of what's going to open up in your life. From now on, you will be delay proof because you will have the tools and the instruments and the system to stop the plans of the enemy. I'm going to talk tonight on the conference call. It happened to Joseph. It happened to Abraham. It happened to Moses. He tried it on Jesus, but it did not work. King Agrippa had an opportunity and he missed it. Don't miss your moment right now. So right now, you're feeling more powerful. Right now, see the breakthroughs, see the miracles. No more delays. Open up your eyes and see the miracles and delays. And now begin to feel your breakthroughs as you're moving in faith. You're going to be more powerful. You're going to feel so much more powerful. You're going to feel so much more stronger, so much more confident. Go now deep within yourself. And as you go within yourself, you're going to feel the power of God moving from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet as the glory of the Lord is moving even right now. Click on the link and get your seat in the ground. Number one, get a string like a shoelace. Get a piece of paper. Get a pen because I must give you instructions on what you need to begin to do. Because there's something that we got to tie up and put an end to. God bless you, beloved. Thank you. Rabba Santa. Rabba Santa. I've been up all night in the presence of the Lord, and God has spoken to me concerning you. Peace and many, many blessings. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Do this now. Do this now. Join me tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a powerful teaching and principles and keys and prayers that's going to stop the delays. I want to ask you, are you tired of delays? Are you ready for your miracles? Are you ready for God to bless your loved ones? Are you ready for that promotion, that elevation? Are you ready for that increase that has been held up? Well, as you click on this link, it's going to be the starting point that's going to open up a floodgate of blessings, a floodgate, a tidal wave of blessings that's going to be coming into your hands. God bless you, beloved. Peace and many, many blessings.